Oh my gosh. Can't believe it has been since May. So much for a New Year's resolution. Actually, it's not bad for a New Year's resolution. 5 months. I mean, we made 12 episodes. This is lucky number 13 on Friday the 13th. Ooh. All I'm in here for is to grab an extra towel because she dropped one. Let's see what episode number 13 has in store. Good. You know, babe, it has been since May. Mm-hmm. Since we've done this. Oh. Well, not this. We did this last night.
Yeah. I can't believe I dropped the bell. Yeah. Supposed to get a blizzard Wednesday.
Oh, really?
The rumor.
And it's a full moon on a Friday the 13th? Pretty weird, huh?
Oh, I forgot it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, nothing spooky happened?
Except for not feeling good.
Yeah.
All last night.
You did look like a zombie today.
I did not. I really did not feel good. Like, legit had a headache.
Look at that moon.
I didn't eat all day, so now I feel like I'm starving.
It looks like a spooky moon, and it kind of makes it look like you have fangs. You got your curly hair.
Yeah, I got real curly hair tonight, huh?
And your pointy tips. Makes you look like a werewolf.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Please don't talk about my boobs.
All right, I won't talk about your tickle bitties. Pointing up at the moon, howling.
Thank you. Rain that in, cowboy. Rain that in.
This show is called Man and Wife. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it should be alright. It's a beautiful moon.
It is a beautiful moon. Did you have fun?
I didn't think it was that bad.
You really don't like lower class, early 20 white trashy girls.
That is a fair statement. I would not say that that's a fair assessment of tonight, but that is true. I certainly don't have a lot of use for whatever group it is you just described. But I thought I had some really great, actually some really good conversations with several men, you know, tonight that were there. I did not meet anyone very interesting other than that, but, you know.
Who do you find interesting?
I don't know. People that have things going on or that want to have things going on.
Like, let me ask you this. Like, I'm just curious. And be honest. Like, if I wasn't your wife.
Oh, baby, you are interesting. You are absolutely interesting. Are you kidding me? You are, you're the greatest muse ever. I mean, you constantly are the source of great ideas. So, yeah, you're interesting.
Okay.
I mean, I know you always act like, because you're not, like, well-read or something like that, that there's, like, some difference. But, no, you're very interesting to me. You're my favorite person.
Is that an animal or a person howling?
That's people.
There's something.
No, it's people.
That's so stupid.
Why? And the cops? Jeez.
Friday the 13th.
You know what? You're right. That is a dog.
And I heard somebody doing it too. At the puppy.
Boy, now actually that all sounds... that those are horrible sounds.
A little scary.
Sure is.
What do you want for Christmas?
Just our trip to New York, really. I don't need anything at all. At all. I mean, I've really... I would love to find... the only thing in the world that would really make me happy would be either some really cool New York art, but it would have to be like really real. It can't be super expensive. It can't be anything that would be like fancy. It would have to be good but unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Or some really old instruments with a story. Not guitars, but like drum stuff specifically.
Right.
If I could find like an old Slingerland drum set or something that was like
1920s. They have nowhere to put it.
It doesn't matter. You asked what I wanted.
Oh, okay. Wait, okay, cool.
Yeah, if I could find... or even smaller stuff than that. Not a drum set, even. Just a... maybe a kunga that I find in some dusty corner that could be brought back or something. You know, I don't know. Some cool little musical instrument would be fun.
Cool.
When I was in Detroit, I had found out about these instruments. It's two drums that these guys, I think it's mostly guys from India that play this thing. They're called tablas. And it's two drums. Each one has a name, but it's, they just sit down and mm-hmm. they play these things, but they play them not with a lot of arm movement, but with a lot of finger movement, and it's really, really cool, and they're so precise about it. And then when I was in Detroit, I went into this tiny little guitar store because my buddy said it was a cool spot, and they had nothing. I mean, they had nothing in there. They had maybe 10 guitars in the whole store, and I was looking for a bass, if you remember, on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like one bass, and it was hideous. So it was like a bit of a bummer, but in the corner was this dusty set of tablas. And, you know, they wanted like, I don't know, $150 for them or something like that. And I was asking them like, well, where did these come from? Like, what's the story? And the kid at the counter was a dummy. He didn't know anything. He's like, oh, the girl who knows everything, like, left, but I can text her. I'm like, well, text her then. I mean, I might take these things, but I don't want to, right. I want to hear about them. Anyway, it didn't happen, and I left him there, and I kind of regret it, but, you know, something like that would be cool, cool. As far as the gift, what about you?
I don't really, I don't know.
I know some things you want. You want UGG gloves. French yeah. press, Tinkerbell necklace. Was it a Tinkerbell?
No, I just said that Disney had some really pretty necklaces.
No, you said something specific.
They have a rose one I like.
Oh, a rose one. Is it with the rose gold?
It might be.
Yeah, I don't know, there's really a bunch pretty. Of them.
Anyway, I sort of want my eyebrows microbladed, but I know you don't want me to get my eyebrows microbladed. So.
Hey, how about no more body modification for like a bit? Let's take a beat. The only modification we're doing is like tone. We're getting toned.
Yeah.
We're getting fit. Yeah. No more changes, okay?
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, you know.
Don't even.
I mean.
Okay.
How about just no more changes for right now?
Okay. I'm tired.
What are some things you would like for Christmas that I didn't name?
I don't know. I don't know.
Not even one thing?
No, I have everything that I could possibly want.
So, we should just put nothing under the tree for you?
That's fine. You can put nothing under the tree for me. It's okay.
It's gonna turn into that kind of a show.
I don't, what do you mean that guy? What? You're so funny.
Makes it very tough to shop for you when you won't.
Plus, I don't need anything either. I do need nice gloves. I would love a pair of gloves.
You need a pair of nice gloves? I mean, would you wear them?
Yeah, when we're freaking freezing our balls off outside, I would.
I feel like you wouldn't wear them because you don't even wear a hat. Because you
wear a hat. I wear a hat all the time. What are you talking about? I wear beanies.
Yeah, you do. You get on a string, but then you don't really mind being outside without a hat when it's cold.
Well, my hair.
If you want your hair looking a certain way.
Yeah, if I want it looks surprised.
Jeremiah's long. The same way. He does not mind being cold.
No, he's my kid. Anyway, I don't know. I'd have to really think about it. I always think about things, you know, like that, but I have to really sit and think about it a lot. I just want you guys to be happy on Christmas. That's it. I want no debt. I want to be a billionaire, and I want you and the boys to be happy.
Oh, for 2020.
I get more joy out of, you guys being happy than myself. Anyway, I love you. I'm gonna go inside.
We are getting close to 2020. Do you have some goals? You want to throw some out there and then we could whittle them down as we get closer?
Sure.
Throw some things out. I've been wanting to be able to do 10 straight pull-ups, like real strict ones.
Yeah.
In a row. I've never been able to.
Okay.
So that'd be like a physical goal.
Sounds good.
What about you?
Sure, I want to be able to do one pull-up.
Is that a real goal?
Yeah.
Okay. A real, like a dead hang pull-up? That would be so awesome.
I'd like to do one pull-up, and I'd like to run a marathon.
Okay. All right, now we're talking.
You already know that, though. I already tell you that all the time.
That's a big goal.
And I'd like to, I don't know.
I want to read more. That's one of my goals. It seems like every year I want to.
Yeah, you do that a lot. You want to read more. I want to spend intentional time with people.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And I want to.
I want to save money better, and invest more.
Yeah.
The investments we've made, I like a lot. I want to do more of that.
We should just go in and, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what, babe? This is going to really freak you out when you know that tonight's episode is episode number 13. Boom, boom, boom. On Friday the 13th. The 13th episode.
Come on, stud.
Alright. Alright, sweet cheeks. See you in there. Whew. Pretty hot. Pretty hot. Well, how about that? An episode that does not end in war, but in love? I guess anything's possible. On a full moon, on Friday the 13th. 15 minutes and 20 seconds without any sort of major fight. I love it. I guess for man and wife, this is man saying goodnight.